What'd you do to her?
That unit is defective. Its thinking is chaotic. Absorbing it unsettled me.
That unit is a woman.
A mass of conflicting impulses.
Well, hello, men. It's Solo Man here. There seems to be a lot of guys out there that don't seem to understand the true feminine nature. Some guys think the femmes are just mixed up. They're misunderstood. They've been led on by feminists. Now, it is true that femmes are easily led. Just look at the advertisements for the double anti-aging serum and the sales of that. But they haven't been led down the wrong path by a feminist, because they are the feminist. You see, a femme doesn't want solutions to the problem. They want more chaos and drama. Just talk to a married man. There's chaos and drama in the marriage, all about nothing. And he's basically walking around in broken eggshells and watching what he says and what he does to try and have a peaceful life. Of course, it never really works out, because there's always dramas that he can't see coming. Femmes are the most self-centered and selfish humans on the planet, because every situation is always all about them. And unfortunately, gentlemen, that is just their nature. And because of weak men and the government behind them, femmes are getting worse. Most femmes, and especially feminists, hate men immediately, because men have so much potential, and they deal with problems very easily and make success look easy too. They see that, and they hate that. So they try and bring him down, one way or the other. And they put the shame on men as if it's men's fault. But men haven't changed over the years. Femmes have. You see, men are problem solvers. Femmes are definitely not. Let's say a femme has a partner who's a man, she's living with him, or a long-term boyfriend, or she's even married to a man. Oh, God. What's the first thing she does after she's had a fairly serious vehicle accident? Nobody's hurt, but it's quite a lot of damage to the vehicles. The first phone call the femme will do is to her partner, the man, her husband, because she knows he has a logical brain and he has problem-solving skills. You see, the real nature of a femme is she will destroy her family, her husband's life, and anybody else's life that happens to be around because of what something she wants. Because she is the most important thing. Nothing else matters. And the reason they're so bad right now is because a lot of you men out there have tolerated it. At least, up until recently. As usual, femmes have gone way too far and have stepped over the line. And the government's laws are still backing the femmes, because they're the voters. But most men have had enough. Femmes were born with all the aptitudes to attract a man, and they seem to be turning men off, not on. So for those of you men out there, or young men especially, who feel guilty about the way femmes are acting, it must be your fault or men's fault. It isn't, and it never was. It's the femmes' fault. It's their own doing. You see, most femmes work on emotions, not logic. They can be quite unstable and erratic, and prone to crazy outbursts. And many years ago, the man was there to stabilize them. But man isn't there anymore because, one thing, he's not allowed, and femmes don't want him there. And because femmes haven't learnt to control their emotions, the craziness just escalates. And that's what we see in most femmes of today. They're like pinballs in a pinball machine, bouncing around. You see, femmes are like a small little fire that turns into a raging fire, like a chip pan fire. And the man is the fire blanket. But the way femmes are treating men and acting nowadays, I'd say, let it burn. Take it easy.